We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I am pleased to have Dr. Lillian Peek, who is the epidemiologist for the Commonwealth of Virginia, on the program now. Dr. Peek, thanks for agreeing to come on today. I guess I should start with the question that the smart CEOs that I've worked for, worked around in the past, have said when they really didn't know what they were talking about. They've said, tell me what I need to know. So tell me what we need to know.
Absolutely. Good morning, John. So we do know that this is a new virus. We are starting to see more cases every day occurring in Virginia. We do know that most people who become sick with this virus will have mild disease. There are some people, though, who will have more serious symptoms, more serious conditions, and those are people who are older and who have chronic medical conditions. So it's important for all of us to take steps to be able to protect our community and those most at risk.
Do you think that we have data that is broad enough and reliable enough to start to appreciate what the percentages are of those who are infected who will have pretty mild symptoms? I have taken heart from some of the initial data that indicates most people will have mild symptoms or only suffer for a few days and then will fully recover. But is that fair of me to be saying on the radio or not?
Well, we can look at what's happened in the countries that have already been affected by this virus, and that is certainly what happened in China. 80% of the people who were confirmed cases in China had mild illness, and so I think that's what we have to look at.
I know a number of people, especially around me, are very concerned about the outbreak at the Canterbury Rehabilitation Center. I mean, it's really, I think it's probably a mile from where I'm sitting right now. I know retirement communities and rehabilitation centers, hospitals, do have problems with the flu every season. When my grandparents were in a retirement community, I remember January, February, March, they would ask you, please don't come visit if you think you even have the mildest cold, because we just can't take a risk that this spreads from one person to the other in the center. Can you speak about that, what your reaction is to these numbers here in the West End at Canterbury?
Yeah, so with a nursing home or long-term care facility, you know, it is people who are older and who have chronic medical conditions that are often living in those facilities. And they're also living in close quarters. So we do worry about those facilities, and that's why it is so important to stay home if you're sick and not to visit those facilities when we're having an outbreak. And also, those facilities, though, are planning, they build on infection control practices that they have in place every day. And so they are, they're preparing, they're trying to prevent infection, and when something happens, they do have strategies they can put into place to reduce the spread.
You get the impression that they are aggressively responding to this, and what exactly, if you were consulting with them, would you tell them they need to be doing? Assuming they are going to take those steps, what would you advise?
So we sent in a team of epidemiologists, including a healthcare-associated infection specialist. So we are providing information and guidance. We've also provided a lot of information to all of the healthcare facilities, different types of facilities across the state from early on, just about this specific infection. And we also we are providing information on all types of infections, all the time. So we're building on the work that we do with healthcare facilities to talk about how to control infections, how to prevent spread of diseases, and we're giving very specific information about outbreaks as they occur right now in Virginia.
If I can, let me ask you a little bit about the future, because, you know, President Trump is on television and has been for the last few days talking about smartly, cautiously reopening segments of the economy, maybe even by region based on, you know, how intense the infection rates are. And it seems like Governor Northam, with whom you're working very closely on a daily basis, is taking a much more, I'll try to be neutral about it, conservative approach to that. Based on the numbers you're seeing now and the growth rate over the last week, what advice are you giving the governor about if he chooses path A and reopens some businesses in Central Virginia and Southwest Virginia versus Northern Virginia, what that might do to those numbers and the potential risks for people in different regions of the state? Or am I approaching that completely wrong by looking at it regionally? What do you think?
So what we've been doing at the Virginia Department of Health since early January, really even December, when we first heard about this virus, is tracking it. And we've been following what happens in other countries. And we've been looking at that information and sharing it with the administration, with healthcare facilities, with the public, so that people know what's happened in other places and how what we can expect to happen here. And that's the type of information I'm sharing. And now we've set up systems so that we can track the cases that are happening in Virginia. We can understand what's happening to people, and we're sharing that information. There are a lot, you know, we all have a role in this. And the more that we do practice social distancing, the more that we all take steps to stay home when we're sick, you know, it's going to slow down the spread and it's going to reduce the impact on our healthcare system. So that's what we're focused on now, getting the information out, getting good strategies that people can consider for improving public health. And that's what our role is at the Virginia Department of Health.
Do you think we've been pretty successful in the last 7 days at keeping the numbers suppressed? It looks like it to me, but then again, I don't know what to compare it to. I mean, we're obviously very different from New York City and Midtown Manhattan, where, you know, millions of people are literally living right on top of each other in high-rise buildings and flooding the subways and cabs and the like.
And so we do know that, you know, this virus is spread from person to person, and when one person becomes infected, they can infect probably 2 to 3 other people. Mm-hmm. So we do expect numbers to increase, and we're doing everything we can to get information out so people can stay home when they're sick, stay home, you know, stay away from others, practice social distancing, do all the things that we can do just to prevent, you know, everyday type of measures to prevent the spread of respiratory disease. And that's what we're doing, and we're going to continue to track things and give information as it changes.
Is there any checklist of benchmarks that we need to hit or not hit in order to release some of the judgments that the governor's made about shutting down business? Is there a plan for, say, a month from now when the governor's initial crackdown is contemplated as being repealed that we need to hit?
No, I would say that we don't have a recipe for this. This is, if you want to think about it in terms of you know, your everyday life, you know how to make a chocolate cake. We don't know what flavor this cake is. We don't have a recipe. We're tracking things. We're getting all the information out that we can, and we're sharing it with others so everybody can take a role.
Listen, I appreciate it very much, and I hope you'll stay in touch with us if, you know, especially if next week we do see the numbers climb here, or if they stay stable, or if you've got any more insight or information that you can share with us. Dr. Lillian Peek is the epidemiologist for the Commonwealth of Virginia and the Department of Health.
Thanks, and I
appreciate
just want to encourage people to go to vdh.virginia.gov for the most accurate and up-to-date information in Virginia.
That's terrific. I appreciate that. Dr. Leland, thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.